Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Okay, good morning. For those of you who are just tuning in now, my name is Celeste Elliott. I am a registered medium in Lilydale, New York, with Lilydale Assembly. And that means I have been tested and approved by the Lilydale Board of Directors to do readings on the grounds of Lilydale Assembly. We are a spiritualist camp, which is very old school and very unique. There used to be like 39 around the country, and now I believe there are 5, and I know of at least one in Canada. So if you haven't checked us out in person, we are here, and we would welcome you to do so. Lots going on. Coming up right now, we are in technically our slow season or our winter season. We are close to Lake Erie here. We are sort of about an hour south of Buffalo and about 45 minutes from Erie, Pennsylvania. So we are in ski country. We did get some beautiful snow the last couple of days here. And I have to be really honest with you, I did not go out and do anything about that yesterday. So now you know what my plans are for after the show today. I've got to go out and take care of that, but, worth it. So thanks for tuning in. I'm very, very happy to have this as a way to reach out to everybody and share how awesome our town is every week. I am here every Thursday at 10 a.m. live Eastern Time. We also have 3 other, at the moment, Lilydale Blog Talk Radio shows. So I'd like to make sure that I am I'm able to listen to them or to talk about them. I also am broadcasting over Facebook Live. I share that on the Lilydale Assembly site. I also have that on my personal site, which is just Celeste Elliott. And there's a little black and white picture of me, so I'm easy to find. The other Blog Talk Radio shows for Lilydale, Tuesday evenings, we have Embracing Your Essence with Colleen VanderZeiden. Wednesdays, we have 2 shows. We have Willa White in the Morning, which is Wednesdays with Willa. And she has a lot of guests on, very cool format. Then there's John White in the evening at 8 p.m., he also has guests on occasionally, and if Journey into the Light sounds familiar or Journey of Light sounds familiar, it's because he used to have a show, a TV show by the same name up in Canada years ago, so that's why it may sound familiar to you. I know we get callers and listeners from all over the world, so if you are so inclined for future shows, if there's things that you really want to listen about, know about, get my perspective on, I'm very open to that. Please feel free to email me or Facebook me. I do get that occasionally. Often how I deal with spirit, and that means for a spiritualist, what we call a higher power or creator energy, or, universal or universe or however you want to term it, that's my meaning of the word. So I think it's sometimes good to define terms a little bit so that people tuning in to listen to a medium don't think that I'm talking about spirits with the S or loved ones, as I am more inclined to call them. So... So today I want to talk a little bit about the philosophy of spiritualism from my perspective, because the way that my spirituality and my mediumship works I do take time every day to just sit in good energy, commune with spirit, to listen. And that's how I feel that I'm, part of how I'm best able to grow is by listening. Occasionally, you know, I'm seeing the Facebook message here that there's no voice. I'm hoping that makes it better for you, but it may be, somebody had the same problem last week and it was on their computer, so you might want to double check that. Sorry for the distraction. but I wanted to explain, you know, I work a lot with kind of universal themes in that way, because I set that time aside consistently and persistently so that, you know, I can work on my own development. And I think that anybody who gets kind of stagnated, you know, it happens, because we're people, you know, we're people first. We are souls, all of us, who have chosen to incarnate into these little bodies. I think of it like the genie from Aladdin, from the cartoon. You know, infinite cosmic powers, teeny tiny living space. And that's kind of what it is to be human in this lifetime, because we sometimes forget how incredible we are, what we're made of, truly, which is all good stuff. So I would encourage everybody to take the time to tune into themselves and what's going on with you on a soul level, on a heart level, on a personal level. I would encourage you to take the time to check in with whatever higher power you believe in as well. Sometimes you will hear us refer to that as the God of your understanding, and I think that's an excellent way to term it as well. You know, because everybody is a little different in their understanding, and that's a healthy thing. That's a good thing. So, you know, we can only meet people on their path where they are, and sometimes we can plant seeds for them. That's a lot of what mediums do sometimes, is to plant seeds of understanding. I have done readings where I thought, you know, I was like really on it, and I was really grooving, and I was doing a great job, and I was, you know, secretly patting myself on the back because I brought through all of these people, all of these loved ones, that very easily, and the client was recognizing it, and I was, you know, really grooving on that, you know, because as a medium, you want to do a good job, because we're human. Who doesn't want to do a good job, you know what I mean? So, and then that's where the universe kind of taps you on the nose and goes, remember, it's not about you. It's not about your ego. And, you know, those are the defining moments, because you do this fabulous reading, and then the person at the very end, you'll say, okay, is there anything else I can touch on for you? Do you have any extra questions? You think you've covered everything because you've brought through all their loved ones. You've talked about, you know, what's going on for their soul development needs, you know, what they're working on, acknowledging that, trying to build them up in a positive way. and they'll say to you something like, but I really just wanted to know what color my aura is. And you know what? That's a valid question. And it's a good question. And then you have to take the time to rein yourself back in and go, okay, I remember that it's not about me, and it's not about, you know, what I think is a good reading. It's about the client and meeting them where they are and remembering, okay, so they want to know about Aura. So you can give them a rundown of what you know as far as that goes. And you can make sure that you explain to them that it shifts, it changes from hour to hour, day to day. Some people work very, very strongly with that energy, and that's how they tap into the energy. And then they, you know, will, because they'll meet you either on a heart-centered space, personally, within your own auric energy, and they'll build it from there and then go into mediumship, or they will, okay, I have a comment here. Ego is not a good thing for ourselves. It's something that everybody comes equipped with, and we have to just acknowledge it. The more we acknowledge it, the more we look in the mirror for ourselves, the better off we are. And that's kind of a lot of what I wanted to talk to you about. I'm also going to be taking calls later for readings, okay? So you can call in whether you have a question about the discussion today or whether you just want to get some mediumship information for yourself. Both are good. The guest call-in is 818-739-8818. That number again, 818-739-8818. So, okay, where was I going? Sorry, my train of thought left the station without me. talking about, you know, meeting people where they are and where you are. Because, you know, I could sit here and lecture to you for days, and it wouldn't necessarily mean that I would do a perfect job of living my life later. there is a reason that, you know, people do this work. Psychiatrists get into psychiatry so that they can learn about human nature and about themselves. And it's the same with mediums. Sometimes I've met some mediums that I really think do mediumship just so they can prove to themselves frequently that it's real and that the soul can progress. I think sometimes we get very afraid that this is it, that this is, everybody's had that moment where they get to this place in their life and they're like, this is really good or this is really bad, and I feel like I am going to be here forever. I promise you, this too shall pass. Whether it is good or whether it is bad, this too shall pass. That's why we have to keep doing the work for ourselves. Part of that, of course, I always recommend meditation, whether that is something very routine for you, such as, you know, making your bed or washing the dishes or, you know, tuning in while you're, shampooing, because you're going to lather, rinse, and repeat anyway. You know, you could, that's pretty much autopilot. Anytime you can go on autopilot is an opportunity for meditation. I do not suggest meditating in the car. In fact, that is quite dangerous, at least if you're the driver, okay? You should probably be paying attention. So good morning to those of you who are just joining us. I'm seeing that a lot of people are starting to gather. So I... So, yeah, I am definitely not perfect. I've been dealing with universal energy lately, a lot having to do with, you know, understanding why we feel sometimes the way that we do, okay? And I think that's a very important thing. Some of the hallmarks of spiritualism are, of course, mediumship. People know us for that because... For us, that's part of the religion because we believe in a creator, we believe in a soul, we believe in the continuation of intelligence with that soul and that spirit after after the body, the physical body, has gone away. So, you know, not very different than most other organized religions on that front. But we also are, we don't have a dogma. We don't have a creed. We do have principles, and one of them, no matter which church you belong to, is these which are unifying beliefs, unifying understandings of how the world works. We talk about natural law, how we make our own happiness or unhappiness and trying to follow natural law. We also talk about the Golden Rule. And I listened to the most incredible lecture a few weeks back at the Lilydale Spiritualist Church by Shirley Uzchek, who is another registered medium here in Lilydale. And she talked about the Golden Rule in terms of this. The Golden Rule is not doing good so that in anticipation of other people doing the same thing back to you. Okay? She used the snowblower example, which I think is perfect given the weather and what I've got to do after chatting with all of you. Good morning. which is a little like before enlightenment, chop wood, carry water. After enlightenment, chop wood, carry water. It's always a good thing, right? We have to remember that no matter how enlightened we think we are still people. And if we were fully enlightened, we would have had the chance to ascend or not. Okay, so if it never came into your consciousness that you could become enlightenment, meaning the best version of yourself, like the Buddha, okay, like the Christ consciousness. Those are some very powerful old school references for spiritual teachers there. It's very, very important to remember that we not place ourselves above other people, but to just worry about ourselves. Worry about, we talk about golden rule. Shirley gave the example of you don't snowblow your neighbor's driveway when they're sick because you expect them to immediately turn around when they're well and do the same for you. You do it because you want to build that relationship. You have empathy for them. I read a very interesting study not too long ago that was talking about empathy building activities. Some of which, that's why it's so important for little ones to have free playtime, where they play pretend. And, that means that they will put themselves in other people's shoes. They will play mommy, they will play daddy, because they're acting out the roles that they've had modeled for them, which is something as adults that we're doing that we don't always recognize that that's what we're doing. We are, we're looking at we're playing out these roles. And we're seeing what works for us, what do we believe. And from there, we can go, okay, well, it's my responsibility to treat somebody kindly because that's what I would want. And it doesn't necessarily mean that they owe you to be kind in return. Now, the concept of the brotherhood of man, which we've gotten very much away from, I'd like to change the terminology a little bit to sort of not just brotherhood, but maybe siblinghood. I don't know. But because, in my mind also, I think of feminine energy, and I may be biased here, as being very compassionate. You associate it with mothering, and mothering is very compassionate. It's very, there's that kindness there and that empathy for, as it is with all parent energy, right? So I don't know why people are saying they lost my connection, but it looks good from my end, so I'm just going to keep going. I don't know. Sorry, guys. This happened actually the other day with people, with Colleen van der Zijden as well. So anyway. What can you do? Okay. So, but I will say to you, there is a point where with, I'm starting my live video feed all over again. Okay. So for those of you who lost me, I am back, and hopefully you will rejoin. But, so here's the thing. We get to a point with natural law where sometimes we kind of do some victim blaming. And that's something that I think we have to be very cognizant of. There are people who take everything very, very personally. They take it personally in the way that they feel personally. If you go to the grocery store and you really, really want the bunch of grapes that has been advertised on sale, and you've been thinking about it all week, and you're very excited, and it's something that you have been just hoping and dreaming for. And you get to the store, and the person in front of you takes the very last one, Or you get there and then they change the sign on you. You know, they changed the sign before you walked in, and now instead of 89 cents a pound, it's $1.19. And not your fault, but you also can't feel victimized by that. The only thing that we can control are our own actions, and to be aware of why you feel the way that you feel. And that's how you stay in control of things and not getting overwhelmed. Okay, so for those of you who are joining back in now on Facebook, thank you for that. Thanks for coming back. I don't know what happened, but I'm trying. So I will probably have to share this on the Lilydale site later, but we'll see. It's a slightly complicated thing because you have to have two devices in order to share onto something. So, okay, I think I'm good there. So anyway, I was saying, you know, we get to this place, you know, following the golden rule. In order to follow the golden rule, in order we talk about if you follow natural law, golden rule being part of that, that you can make your own happiness. And it's true because a lot of it comes from the freedom of not being dependent on what other people think about you. there's a phrase here, particularly when you live in a fishbowl, when you live in a very, very small hamlet, which is because everybody's lives are overlapped, and everybody knows what's going on with you sometimes before you know what's going on with you, which could be a very interesting thing as well. And it's not so much that it's a mean energy or a gossip energy. It's that your lives are so intertwined with each other. And, you know, that's how traditionally humans have survived, is having that that sense of community. And so that's something that you have to consider. Sometimes we push away the people who are our biggest advocates and our biggest cheerleaders because we don't necessarily want the feedback until we can figure out how we feel about it for ourselves. Okay, so that's okay to talk to people and just say, look, I haven't processed this yet. I understand that you're trying to be loving, and we're very connected, and I appreciate our relationship. But I will let you know how things turn out with this, or not, because you're allowed privacy as well. You're allowed to set healthy boundaries with people, which I read for some people in their 80s, and they're just kind of now realizing that that's an okay thing. So there you go. Okay. We have to sort of get beyond all of that because the more we touch in with ourselves, the more we know what we stand for and why and how we feel about things at a certain time, the better off we're all going to be. Okay. Because otherwise, there's a lot of kind of foot stomping, like little ones, and it's not always a good look, you know what I mean? So so brotherhood of man, okay, and not doing things because we expect to have to get a reward at the end. I don't know how many of you are going to remember there was this this famous study done in the 70s, and there was a psychologist who brought in this test group of little ones and kindergartners and offered them a marshmallow on a plate. And they said, you can eat this now or you can have delayed gratification. I'm going to leave the room for 5 minutes, and if I come back and you still haven't eaten that marshmallow, you know, 5 minutes to a kid, especially a kindergartner is an eternity, you know? And maybe less so back in the day before we had all of the sort of electronic distractions and a lot of that kind of instant gratification stuff that we're so used to now. But for the kids that that waited that 5 minutes and they got that second marshmallow as a reward, they tracked them all the way through college, and they found that that was results that for the long term, they were able to maintain that, okay? And that's something that, you know, I think a lot of Western religion has kind of made an example of, where they've said, well, you'll get your reward in heaven. So you have to be good now, or not only are you not going to get a reward, you're going to be punished. Now, that's something that was not part of the marshmallow example. So I don't know how that would have affected those kids, but I think we can all agree that it's best not to traumatize tiny humans. So, kind of a universal thing there. it was funny in my head. I don't know. Anyway, so, but here's the deal. You know, this is something that we have to kind of get beyond the model of. If we look at soul progression, okay, to do something, because when we get to that place where we can, where we have created a strength within ourselves, where we have control over our emotions, where we have empathy for people, but we can still hold healthy boundaries, that's its own reward. And I have to say, I have never received a complaint in talking with our spirit loved ones as a medium. Now, I've had people jokingly say to me, it's pretty good, but, you know, the food's better on the earth plane. And that was a display of personality. It was funny. It was a great marker. It was like, yes, that's so them, you know. It was like wherever they were, they thought, you know, something else or someplace else or whatever was better. Or they would always, you know, and so, you know, we're learning, as souls, we're here to learn, we're here to grow. I don't actually believe in the model where we all have these lessons, and if we, you know, like school, like going to, you know, where we have this concept, we are instilled from a very young age to think that, at least in our culture, that we live in a meritocracy, and that if you're just good enough, you know, if you just perfect yourself, if you just get ahead of other people, that you can get ahead of other people. And it's not about getting ahead of other people. It's about learning to be really happy with yourself and where you are, and that's what's going to help to propel you forward. That's what's going to help you to be the best version of yourself. And, you know, it will teach us about joy, but that's the lemonade of the situation. Not that, you know, there's this guy in the sky that has infinite powers and a white beard and a lightning finger, and he's just waiting to zap you if you screw up. That is a model that I just cannot get on board with. And once you kind of get to that point where you look at if we are made in the image of Creator, and that would be the best version, not the version that, you know, goes out and has a little too much to drink on a Friday night and creates the platypus. I like a platypus. I think they're hilarious. But I think you get my point on that, right? You know, I think a lot of people get trapped into the guilt and shame and fear model. And that's something that we have to be willing to let go of. And so many times I have people that come to me for a reading and they need to know that their loved ones are okay on the other side. They need to know that they're
being treated gently, and I guarantee you everyone is. Everybody is, you know, some people go home and it's like, they'll say to me, it's like an instant party, you know. I'm having a great time. And for some, they get over there and they go, you know, I had to process a little bit. I had to process what this was all about. And they said, you know, you go over and there's so much love. That's what everybody says, is I knew that I could go home. I knew that there would be all of this love. I knew that there would be all of this compassion and this empathy. And so, you know, it's up to us how much of that we want to experience on this plane of existence as well. And that's where personal responsibility comes in. Okay. So, you know, blaming other people, getting angry at other people, they got ahead of me and how dare they, and, you know, one has nothing to do with the other. There's what makes for good sitcom TV is when you have a character like Sheldon from The Big Bang who is an adult and has an enemies list, which is absolutely freaking ridiculous, right? It's hilarious, because who behaves like that? Even kindergartners behave better than that. And that's, you know, that's why it's funny. But we can see that, and, you know, when going back to that that study that I was talking about lessons in empathy, I am reliving that in my head, and I'm going through some of the tools that they gave in that, one being meditation, by the way, because you get in tune with yourself, and when you get in tune with yourself, you don't so much care what your neighbor down the hall is doing, because you're feeling where you are within the universe, and what your place is, and you're able to kind of manufacture that joy from there, you know, because that does come from within. Just like the Dalai Lama hot dog joke, change comes from within. So that's a good one. I'll have to tell that later. Anyway, maybe not. So the other examples with little ones, getting them involved in anything having to do with putting themselves with role play, whether that is theater, whether that is, sort of that Montessori model where people follow the example that they see set, where they can play the role of chef, they can play the role of a mom or dad, they can play the role of Uber driver, they can play the role of fireman, all of these things to put themselves in other people's shoes. You can have two little people, two siblings, and put one shirt on one of them that, you know, have them switch shirts, okay, and have them act like the other person. They don't know that that is a psychological tool. But as adults, we don't have necessarily anybody guiding us in that way. And so it's very important to look at our relationships and how they people make us feel. If you are in a relationship, whether it is a one with a spiritual person, a spiritual guide, such as a minister, such as a church mate, something along those lines, and all they do is make you feel bad about yourself, you know, maybe you want to reexamine that. Same with teachers, you know. I found with a lot of people who come out of certain school systems that, or certain belief systems, religious background-wise, that they get into this model of, I have to tear myself down in order to build myself up. Well, what if you don't tear yourself down? What if you just look at where there is a decay or something that doesn't work and say, why? and fix it without knocking down the entire foundation, which anybody who's built or remodeled a home knows can be a lot more costly, right? So what are you costing yourself on a soul level with that? Is it really helpful? Okay, so that's something that we have to look at. Okay, so I am going to get to readings in just a second, and I will take you based on order of hold time because that seems fair. So if you want to call in, the guest number is 818-739-8818. So in short, if you want to build good karma for yourself, good karma really means being the best version of who you are, so that because those who know better do better. And we can help each other up, and it will empower other people. And from there, they can help empower us. Because it doesn't mean if you snowblow for your neighbor without asking them that they owe you one. Okay. Sticking with that example because we live in sea country. Okay. So hi to everybody who is just joining us. I do encourage you to go and check out the Lilydale Assembly website. We have all sorts of really awesome classes, and our next one actually for our winter series is coming up in March, and that is Lisa Williams' Transmediumship. That class is full. However, we have a class in April with Judith Rochester, and she is amazing. PhD, retired registered medium, incredible human being, very, very knowledgeable. She has one of the best mediumship development books that I have ever read, and I have read them all, believe me. So I would definitely check that out. It is a weekend class, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We are also very blessed to have a connection with Sharon Klingler and Sandra Taylor. You may know their names because they are Hay House authors, and they have a house here in Lilydale. Sharon Klingler is a registered medium here, and I believe their class is in May, also a weekend course, and they'll be teaching on the Akashic Records. Check that out. Check out our summer program. Our summer program is really, really cool. I did mention at the very beginning of the show that we are a spiritualist camp, but we are here all year. We have permanent houses. It's not a giant psychic fair. I do get that question a lot. That's why I am coming, letting you know. And what that means, although we do have around 50 registered mediums, and Lori, I will have to look up that book title for you because it has gone off the top of my head. I can see the cover. I can't remember the title, so I'll look that up for you, and I'll post it later. So we have 50 registered mediums that you could make appointments with. Most of us are here year-round, or you can reach us by phone, Skype, if you can't get to us in person. Most of us will do that as well. I also do Zoom and FaceTime. Zoom is a new thing for me. It's pretty cool. All that teleconferencing stuff, it all works the same. We get the voice vibration, and we can go from there. We have workshops, lectures all through the summer season from the last weekend in June through the holiday in September. We do theme weeks. We're doing theme weeks this right. Oh, there we go. To Touch the Soul by Judith Rochester. And she also has a Friday night development circle here, sponsored by Church of the Living Spirit. We have four spiritualist churches associated with Lilydale on the, they're all on the grounds, or their office is on the grounds, and so they're open, to everybody. You walk in off the street and come join in and see how you feel about it. We also have a Wednesday evening healing service, because healing, laying on of hands, energy work is part of spiritualism as well, and that's at 7:30 every Wednesday evening in Lilydale. That is free. That is open to the public. It's a shortened church service, very, very little inspirational reading, like 5 minutes, and the rest is healing and some messages. So, you know, if you have an opportunity to come for that, come for that. We have beautiful weather here in the fall. We will have a fall program. We are beefing up our spring program, and, you know, so come check it out. There's lots of stuff to do year-round, okay? Okay, so I am going to go ahead and get in with the callers here. A couple of you are just a few seconds apart, but I'll take the... Okay, so I have a caller here with the last four digits, 3475. That's 3475. If you could give me your name and where you're calling from, that would be great. Good morning.
Good morning. This is Mandy. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Mandy. And where are you calling from today?
Well, I'm sorry. I'm calling from southwestern Pennsylvania.
Oh, fantastic. Okay. And have you heard of Lilydale before, or did you find us through Blog Talk?
My aunt gave me your number, and I believe she found it through Blog Talk.
Awesome. Well, you're awfully close to us, so I do hope that sometime you come and check us out. So, in person, live and in person.
Yes, that'd be nice. If I'm able to, it would be nice, maybe when the weather breaks.
Yes. Well, right now, I think Pennsylvania and New York, we understand each other with the weather predicament. So
I'd say so.
Welcome to ski country. So, all right.
Mm-hmm.
So, did you have a question about the subject matter today, or were you calling for mediumship reading information?
More of a personal question. Are you taking those? Or just questions on the topic? Okay.
No.
And, excuse me, hon?
Go ahead.
Okay. My question this morning would be any insight or clarity that you could shed some light on with my son Christian's father. His name is Chad.
Okay.
We're concentrating on as far as when we would have communication with him next.
Okay. Well, I'll see how close I can get around that. I think.
Okay, no problem.
You know, because I don't want to connect into any. I don't want to be a psychic spy. and I put it that way because, you know, I feel touching him with somebody's energy is a very personal thing, and I don't want to. Violate when somebody hasn't personally given me permission to do so, okay? But I understand as a mom that you are, you know, this relates to the happiness of your kids. And,
right,
you know,
this is my whole household. This just isn't just some guy just met up, you know what I mean,
exactly.
Out to eat last month. I mean, this is a way deeper than that. I wouldn't
exactly.
be here on the phone with you.
Yeah, I mean, he is your family regardless at this point because he is connected to you through your kids. So, but I will say
yeah,
to you, because you can connect and get information from the spirit loved ones, when I focus in for you, I have female energy that steps in from the spirit side of life, and I feel that they would have had a physical ailment that affected the chest before passing. I feel like I'm having a very hard time in drawing a breath for them. Now, I don't know that that was lung cancer, but I would say maybe something like COPD or a lung infection or like pneumonia. There's something here that is causing like extreme fatigue and this feeling of like the chest being full,
and this is a,
I guess.
And this is a woman, correct?
Well, I definitely have female energy also. If I have one person talking over another one, then I apologize for that. But I don't want to make anything fit, okay? So let me break it down like this.
Because I'm lost there with that.
Where's the...
I would say tough issues I can't link to a woman. But go ahead, hon.
Give me one second here. Where's the lady who would have been involved with the accident? Because I feel affected on one side of the body here, okay? I feel like I'm kind of going forward with her. I don't know that she passed from this, but I want to talk about the Ann or the Annie, or I have this strong A name.
Nobody that I'm aware of, unfortunately. I'm sorry.
Okay, that's all right. Sometimes it's not who we expect. It's not who's on the top of our head. But, you know, this may be connected to you through your ex-husband as well, okay? So consider looking in that that in-law category there, okay?
All right.
Now, the gentleman with the issue with the lungs, because I feel that this would have affected his heart as well. You understand?
I believe so.
Okay. I'm also being referred to talk about this as leading into a kind of hospital or kind of hospice setting with this as well, because I'm seeing the bed that adjusts, and I'm not talking about the kind you buy on QVC. You understand?
Right.
Okay. I get the impression with this gentleman that he would have been in and out of consciousness before he passed also. And that's part of why I get the impression that I want to talk about that as kind of a hospice situation, okay?
You're picking up my father. From what you're explaining, he wasn't in hospice, but he was in and out of the hospital, and he was in and out before he passed.
Yeah, well, that makes sense to me then. Okay, so I need to bring him in for you because, not in a stereotypical way, but I want to recognize for you that the relationship that the two of you had, he was protective. And I get the impression here that he comes through wanting to just be very, very supportive for you. Okay. And it's like when it comes to matters having to do with father figure for your kids, he gives me the impression that he would have thought he could never have done enough, okay? And, you know, sometimes we'll sit here and say, well, that's kind of ridiculous, but you have to understand that I take it from their perspective, okay? Mm-hmm. So it's
yeah,
sort
he
of
was
like,
close. I have a 12-year-old and a 14-month-old, and my 12-year-old was 7 when he passed, and he was very supportive and active in his life for as much as I feel he could be for with his overall health situation.
Exactly. And that's where he's coming from. You know, he would have wanted to be as close and as connected as possible, okay? He didn't
Definitely.
Like that there was preventing him from being totally in there, okay? I have to say, you already know that he loved you, but this very much bears repeating, okay? This is kind of one of the strongest messages that comes through. And the way that he approaches this, I have to say, I have him as kind of almost guardian energy with your kids, okay? And I feel like he didn't get a chance to meet the youngest one physically.
My 12-year-old, he passed when he was 7 and he was very close with him.
I want to say to you, I'm supposed to tell you that he watches over the younger one regardless because he got to meet him on the spirit side of life and form a relationship with him there before he came into this plane of existence to be your child, okay? So he wants you to know that he didn't miss out on that relationship, that he still cares.
I appreciate that.
That actually makes me a little choked up, I have to say.
Yeah.
Know that he's paying attention. He's on it, as it were, okay? And as he connects in for you, I still have that A name connected here. So I will just say to you, remember that we talked about that, okay?
All right.
Because it's like they're trying to give me a broader picture of who's around you, who's around the family, Okay.
This Aimee, is this somebody that passed or somebody still here on Earth? Just so I make sure I understand this.
Yeah, they could be using that as an anchor for somebody that's in the living, like to say,
okay,
you know, use this as a connection, okay?
Okay.
I've had to do that before. I'm not an overly auditory person, so I'm always surprised when I get names.
Really? Are you sure it wouldn't be an Aimee? Is that?
Well, that is an A name, and it is female. So, how is Aimee connected for you?
I'm not connected to her emotionally. There is a possible situation with the child's father at hand, and that somebody brought the name Aimee to my attention. So, I'm wondering about this subconsciously, and I've been asking, you know, for an answer, for signs, if there's truth to what I heard about this Aimee character.
I will say to you, in trying to be very delicate about this.
Yes, I appreciate it.
On air, that, you know, immediately when you were asking that and I was touching him with the energy, I got a no.
Okay.
I don't feel that there is anybody getting in the way of your kid's relationship with their father except him.
Okay.
And this is something that he needs to work on. But also remember to kind of zoom out and look at this from a karmic perspective, that your kid needed the genes from their father. Okay, and they may not need the relationship as much as they needed the genes in order to get here and be with you.
Okay.
Okay.
It's not that I thought this person was getting in the way of him having or being here in the flesh. I just don't know where this person is in the physical.
I understand. But, you know, that was the answer that I got. And then that was
okay.
The follow-up that I got as well. Okay? So those were the
All
two
right.
things that your dad felt that you needed to know from his perspective. Okay? Because you were asking, and you were asking him to intercede. You were asking for
yes,
his help.
Yes, definitely. Yes.
His kids, to keep the kids safe. And he is, you know, he wanted to prove to you that he is actively involved and give you identifying information to make sure you understood that that was really coming from him. So,
yes, most definitely.
So those are the two things. No on the first question. And the second is nobody's interfering except for him. Okay, because I feel that there's a little bit of blame game going on behind the scenes where he's blamed you and you've blamed yourself and and then we've looked at, you know, is there somebody else that, you know, doesn't want him to have a relationship with the kids? And I would say that he's, you know, in a place of processing and he may need time to grow in order to and look at himself and get his head straight in order to be a good and positive influence. Okay.
Okay.
So that's kind of where that is. And hopefully that'll give you a little more peace. But, you know, I just want to take a moment and pause because I know I'm not a parent, but I see what my loved ones go through being parents, and I see a lot of parent shaming out there. And I just want to say to you, from the way that Spirit brings in the information, is to validate for you that you are a good mom because
you
care, doing everything that you can. Okay? So know that you are loved. Know that you're loved on this plane of existence, and know that you are loved by those who have already passed, okay? And That's what I got.
All right. I more than appreciate that. So no communication with him in the near future then, I'm assuming?
I would say probably not, because he is he's in his own head right now, but that's not necessarily a bad thing either. Okay?
Okay.
So go about your life. Keep doing your thing. I don't see him staying uninvolved. I feel he wants to. He doesn't want to be a deadbeat dad anyway. So, that's
okay.
Good news. All right.
Thank you so much for taking all your time this morning. I really appreciate it and really need to hear all that. Thank you so much.
Okay. Have a wonderful day.
You too.
All righty. So I very, very, very quickly, I've got time for one more caller. And actually, I have to go. There's a number here, 9392. And I'm being sort of pulled into that energy, so I want to touch in with you real quickly. So if you could give me your name and where you're calling from. Good morning.
Hi. My name is Brianna from Kansas.
Hi, Brianna. Nice to hear from you. Thanks for calling in. Did you have a question today, or were you looking for a very, very...
Just a medium, just a mediumship reading, whatever I need to hear.
Okay. I have to say, I feel around you a shorter gentleman that steps in from the spirit side of life. I feel that he would have been a few generations back, but you would have actually gotten to know him. And I want to look for him more on mom's side of the family. You understand?
It's probably my grandpa.
Okay. And I have to say, when I focus in on his energy, and he was kind of what I want to refer to as the strong silent type, okay, because he did a lot for people, but he didn't do it for the praise. He went about it very quietly. And yet I hear that he was well taken care of by his family as he got older.
Yes.
And a question here about whether we did enough for him. Please know that he felt very loved, very well taken care of. He thinks yes. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
He also talks about, I'm hearing him like clearing his throat. Okay. And I feel like sometimes you'll be somewhere and you'll hear somebody clear their throat, or you'll feel like you need to clear your throat, and that would be you picking up on part of his energy, okay? So just be aware of that.
Okay.
So we have a theme today of this sort of protective fatherly energy, which I think is kind of funny, but know that when he looks in on you, I want to talk about butterflies, okay? I also feel as though I want to talk about him having passed kind of in these winter months, or he's talking about somebody who passed in the family within these kind of winter months. So I need to acknowledge that as well, okay? But he has a very specific message for you about continuing to study. Do you understand this?
Yeah, I'll be graduating this year from college.
Good for you. Congratulations. So understand that he's aware of this, that he's been keeping tabs away. He's also talking about the kind of love life situation and you trying to make a decision about overall where you belong, okay?
Oh, my God. I was just thinking that this morning.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I never say he's aware of this unless the spirit person specifically tells me that, because I don't want to put words in anybody's mouth, living or dead, okay?
Yeah.
But I had the thought come through almost as though it was coming in his voice, and he says that's how he talks to you, okay? And he's just kind
mm-hmm.
of saying, because he says you have more going for you than what you understand.
Sorry, you broke up there. you look up there?
There's a comment about you having more going for you than what you understand. Okay?
Yeah.
And it's more a comment about just staying strong. All right? So I am completely out of time now, so I apologize, but I just want to say to you, you know, keep talking to him, whether it's out loud or in your head. There's something here about him recognizing you bringing him the flowers, okay? I'm seeing the bouquet of flowers. And again, there's something about a sort of outdoor service, but it's in the winter. So whether somebody passed away and we had sort of a winter outdoor service or whatever this was, but I'm seeing the visual of it, okay? He is with you frequently, okay? And he's teaching you that there's no need to call him in because he's on it. But you can if
okay.
It makes you okay?
Okay. And I also wanted to say, I think the last caller you talked to, I think you were bringing in my grandma because she passed away from COPD.
That's very possible. I was pretty drawn to give your phone number, so we could have gone one into the other. Sometimes people don't want to wait. They get excited. So,
she's impatient.
Regardless, I would call that the economy of spirit or the two-for-one special because sometimes two spirit-loved ones will say, hey, I'm like her too, so I'm going to kind of come in and rub shoulders up against this one so you know I'm present. All right? So,
okay.
Know that there's something you love. I am totally out of time for today, so I apologize.
Okay.
But all right. Have an awesome
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. So, that's everything I have for today. Thank you very much for tuning in. Again, check out the Lilydale website, lilydaleassembly.org, and I am wishing you good day, a good day, and good vibes.